yo folu bala mi ti wa ba mo ohun nikan yo jolo tita jolo tita si ti wa ba mo ohun nikan wa yo folu bala mi
Eje ki a teriba lati gbadura ni orukọ Jesu.
Amen.
Baba wa ti Olorun wa gbe yin ga nitori pe e dara si wa. A ni orukọ Jesu e gba ope wa.
Amen.
A gbe yin ga ni orukọ Jesu e gba eyin wa. Ogo ni foruko yin Oluwa. A ti wa ni bi ni akoko ikoni yi lorukọ Jesu e dara po mo wa. Baba ni orukọ Jesu e bukun fun wa.
Amen.
Ni orukọ Jesu e ya wa lenu.
Amen.
Baba lorukọ Jesu o ri ofe lati parun ku onu aye wa.
Amen.
Olorun e se be.
Amen.
Fun yin.
Amen.
Ni oruko Jesu Oluwa wa.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Akiwa ni oruko Oluwa ka bo si akoko ikoni ni Bibeli.
We are welcome in the name of the Lord to this hour of Bible study.
Koko ikoni ti toni ni eko Kristi nipa irele.
The topic for today is Jesus' teachings about humbleness.
Eko Kristi nipa irele.
Jesus' teachings about humbleness.
Iwe inyerere ti Matthew orike jidilogun ese kini si ese keva ni biki kawa.
The book of Matthew 18, verse 1 to 6 is our Bible text.
Torina, I'll just see, I'll see Joka.
So now we'll open it together and read it together.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Lakoko na ni awon omo eyin Jesu to wa.
Mo
bi pe ta ni eni ti o poju ni ijopo orun. Jesu si pe omo kekere kan sodo re.
Jesus called a little child unto him.
O mo duro laarin won.
O si wi pe
looto ni mo wi fun yin.
Verily I say unto you. Bibo
se pe eyin ba pada.
Ki
e si dabi awon omo kekere.
And become
eyin ki yo le wole ijopo orun.
He shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven.
Obari ara re sile
bi omo kekere yi
oni yo papoju ni ijobo orun
eni
ti o ba si gba iru omo kekere yi
kan
ni oruko mi o gba mi
sugbon
eni kene ti o ba mu okan ninu awon kekere won yi ti o gba mi kose o ya fun ki aso olom nla mo ni orun
it is better for him that the mistle will hang about his neck.
Si ibu omi okun.
And that you were drawn in the depths Amen. Of the sea.
Amen. Ese kini si ese kefa.
From verse 1 to
6. Ese akosori wa ti a o mo.
Our memory verse.
O ni ese ikerin.
Is verse 4.
E je ki gbogbo wa jo ka nitori ni enikeni ti o ba ri ara re
sile bi omo kekere yi. Whosoever shall humble himself as this little child. The same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
O na ni yo papoju ni ijobo orun. O ye je ajo ka o.
Let's read it together. Whosoever shall therefore humble himself as this little child. The same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
Nitorina enikani ti o ba ri ara re sile bi omo kekere yi.
Whosoever shall humble himself as this little child.
O na ni yo papoju ni ijobo orun.
The same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
O ye je ki ajo ka o.
Let's read it together. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child. The same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
O ye je ki ajo ka o.
Let's read it together. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greater in the kingdom of heaven.
Nitori ni enikeni ti o ba ri ara re sile bi omo kekere yi.
Whosoever shall therefore humble himself as this little child.
O na ni yo papoju ni ijobo orun.
The same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
O ye je ki gbogbo awon obirin ka.
Let all women read it. Let all youths, male youths, read it. Let the men read it. Let we children read it. Let everybody read it together. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
We'll
read it with the Bible text. Matthew 18 verse 4 says, whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
Matthew
18 verse 4 says that whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Once again, the topic of our Bible study is Jesus teaching about humbleness. Our Bible text, the sixth verse, is what we are going to learn. Here, Jesus is teaching his disciples about what is called humbleness. Here, he's also teaching them about the importance of humbleness and the blessings therein.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Here
is giving them warning about the humble people.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And
what make
Jesus explain what is called humbleness and the importance and what makes Jesus say this word is about the questions of the disciples to Jesus. That they were asking him, that who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?
Hallelujah.
That in the kingdom of heaven, now who will God count what he has the greatest, as the greatest in who will Buhari favor? But in the kingdom of God, the disciple came to Jesus, that who will be the greatest, be the one that God will count worthy as the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, we'll be looking at this teaching in three subtopics. The first subtopic is the questions of the disciples to Jesus about the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And the second subtopic is Jesus' reply to the disciples about the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And the third subtopic is the warning of Christ to his disciples about the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. It's well with you. The first is the question. The second is the answer. And the third is the warning. Therefore, we are going to look into it one by one. The first topic we'll be looking at is the disciples of the disciple to Jesus about the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And this will be looking at him, verse 1. At the same time came the disciples unto Jesus saying, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Here we see how the disciple of Jesus came to Jesus after he has paid the tribute fee, and they have seen it. So every one of them came to Jesus, and they were asking him that in the kingdom of heaven, in the kingdom of God, in the reign of God, that who God counts worthy as the greatest, that who will be the greatest?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Awon ri.
We see.
Oru enu eniyan. Lopo gba o ma so ru en te eyan ba je.
Now what proceed out from the mouth of the person?
Ale manteyan je nibe.
Out of what proceed out of man or out of person, you can know the type of person is. When one will be talking for about 10 minutes, how sharp he is.
He's
going to show us the what is in his heart. That was why Jesus was saying that a good person is from the precious things that is in his mind. Now, what is in your mind? That was what is going to come out from your mouth. What did the Spirit of God want us to know? When the disciple came to Jesus and they are telling him that who will be the greatest? Who will be the greatest? Who will be the greatest?
He's
telling us the position of the disciples and the person, the type of person they are. So we can tell who a person is through what is proceeding out of his mouth. With this question, we can tell us that the disciple is they are still a children in spirit. Those that did not have understanding.
And
why is this like that? Why do we know that that is
it?
When they came to Jesus, that would be the greatest. It means that they are pursuing position. They are thirsty of position. What concerns them about the person that will be the greatest? It's as if you are asking that who will be the master. Who will be the greatest? Who will be rich? They are asking that who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. They are not asking that what's our duty to reach there. What will they do that they will be the greatest? But they are asking about the position. I want what I'm saying to be clear to you. They are not asking that, how will I receive the grace and power?
Jesus
because Jesus has told them about his suffering and his death. But they are not asking about what they will do to not deny Jesus. How will they receive the grace to endure? How will they receive the grace to suffer? They are not asking that. But what they are asking, is that who will be the greatest? These things are among the things that show forth in the person that is not understanding, and it also show forth in the person that does not believe. It's also among the things that is suffering the world now. If you don't want anything, but if you can't do anything, you need money. You can't do your duty and you need position. You can't do your duty and you can't execute your duty. And you are pursuing position. You can see that if that person reached the position, he's going to spoil it. The person that cannot walk but wants to be rich. If the person sees the money, he's going to destroy the world.
Hallelujah.
You can't know how to spend the money.
You
can't know the importance of why God gave him the money.
We
the youth, don't pursue position. Pursue your duty.
If you
are doing your duty till you reach the position, you can't misuse the position. But the person that is not doing his duty is going to misuse the position. This question also manifests in the word of we people. We want what is good. I want to listen to what is good.
We
want the benefit of what is good.
We
want to know the blessings there.
We
want to know the glory of
these
things. But what are my endurance? What will I endure? I don't want to hear it.
Hallelujah.
For example, hallelujah.
Omo to ba ri doctor nisin a so wi pe Olorun je kemi no di doctor.
A child that sees a doctor who said that God let me be a doctor. Let me become a doctor. It's a very pleasant prayer.
Abi odun gbo. Oro to dun so ni.
It's a very pleasant word.
Sugbe mo ro wi pe
but I think
adura to ya to si lewu Olorun lori ni wi pe Oluwa. Gbogbo nti
what I will endure to become a doctor, God help me to pass through it. The experience that you make this person to go through, let me go through it. The prayer will not have any blockage because it's the prayer of a person that wants duty. Can you see the difference? There's difference.
There.
Those prayers make
please God.
It shows someone as the person that loves
his
duty. God, this person. What's the person pass through? Show it unto me. Let me know it. Give me the grace and power to endure it.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. As you see that the man of God is speaking, the prayer that is praying is as if you are punishing someone. You see a rich man and can't pray that God make me a rich man.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. That is it, the prayer. God, what I will pass through, what I will do, that will make me a big person. That will make me rich. What you want me to do,
that will make me,
as you are showing it to me, give me the grace to do it. This is the prayer.
But most of us
don't want to listen to it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We
don't want to go through anything. Why is it that a secondary school student steals?
SS.
What did you need with 50,000? What do you want to use 50,000 to do?
Kilo 100,000.
What do you want to do with 100,000? Can't you answer me?
Move us off when you to buy 100,000.
If he sees the money, if he sees 1 billion,
even what tabu kwaye, don't we pay ujulo?
Because the money is plenty, he can't spend it. What will make him be able to spend the money? He didn't have it. He can't spend it. He can't be able to spend it. Because he doesn't have experience. He don't have anything. If he goes to the... those,
how much is your browser?
Eloni Shokotoi.
It's
not going to have peace of mind. Because what is more than him is inside his pocket. It's not going to have peace of mind.
Bring 50k.
He's going to buy it in a huge amount of money.
Original.
They were cheating.
Original jeans. Say grade A.
Says they were cheating. He's going to spend the money lavishly because he didn't work for the money. He didn't have experience. Why can't you pray that? Because it's not a pleasant prayer. God, what I will do that will make me rich? Let me be able to do it. What will I do to be free from demonic battle? Lord, give me the power to do it. That's prayer. And it pleased God. Let's look at Solomon.
Lord,
give me the understanding to judge. It's the prayer that have meaning. Give me understanding to be able to judge these people. That was what pleased God. He didn't ask for money. He didn't ask for riches.
You
didn't ask for the head of your enemy.
They
asked me to defeat your enemies. The Philistines, the Amalekites. They asked me to defeat them.
You
send my angels to kill them. But you asked for wisdom. What you didn't ask for, I'm going to give you.
Hallelujah.
There is prayer, the little children prayer, childish prayer.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Childish prayer. Childish prayer.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Big pastors. Lord, let me be like this pastor. Just
so
that. Ask them now. What have they been doing? What have they been doing? That they reach that position. You ask them. God, the experience of this pastor. Before there is a delicious soup, it's going to pass through fire.
When
it passes through fire,
it's
boiled. That's why it's going to be delicious. But a soup that don't want to pass through fire. That's, I pray that God let me also so be delicious.
Know
how to pray a prayer that pleases God. Know how to pray a prayer that has multiple answers. You must think and have knowledge of the prayer you want to pray. You must think and have the knowledge of the prayer you want to pray. What you want to ask from the Lord? The questions of the disciples. The questions of the disciples of Christ. I'm moving to the second
topic.
Let's look at this. Jesus replied to his disciples about the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Jesus answered to the disciples about the greatest in heaven. And Jesus called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of them and said,
Lóòótọ́ ni mo wí fún yín.
Verily I say unto you.
Bí kò ṣe pé ẹ̀yin bá padà.
Except ye be converted.
Kí ẹ sì dàbí àwọn ọmọ kékeré.
And become as little children.
Ẹ̀yin kì yóò lè wọlé ìjọba ọ̀run.
Ye shall not enter the kingdom of heaven.
Nítorí ẹnikẹ́ni tó bá rí ara rẹ̀ sílẹ̀.
Whosoever therefore shall humble
himself. Bí ọmọ kékeré yìí.
As this little child.
Òní yóò papọ̀ jù ní ìjọba ọ̀run.
The same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká wá wo àlàyé rẹ̀.
Let's see the explanation.
Ibi ni Christi ti dámọ̀ ọmọ ẹ̀yin rẹ̀ lóhùn ìbéèrè tí wọ́n bí.
Yeah, Jesus is answering his disciples about their question to him.
Ó sì dámọ̀ lóhùn pẹ̀lú sísí àpẹẹrẹ.
And he's answering them through
gẹ́gẹ́ bí
example.
Ojúlówó teacher, ojúlówó olùkọ́ ṣe máa kọ́ ọmọ pẹ̀lú àwọn àpẹẹrẹ.
As a good teacher teaches his students with good examples.
He's
going to give them the practicals.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ náà ni Jésù Kristì jẹ́ Olúwa àwọn Olúwa àti ọba àwọn ọba.
So Jesus is Lord of Lords and King of Kings.
Olùkọ́ni tó ju gbogbo olùkọ́ni lọ.
The great teacher.
Èyí ló fi hàn nípa bó ti ṣe àpẹẹrẹ.
This issue about how he made them example. How they asked him, he didn't see anything. He just took a small child. A small child. A little child. He took a little child. This is older than a little child, you're saying. They are older than the little child, you see. When we are talking about little child, people like those children mentioned.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Children like those child mentioned. Little child. Do we understand? Little child. These are the little child Jesus is made an example of.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. These are the little child.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Jesus wa mu kan ninu awon omo yin.
Jesus brought a little child. He took one of the little child.
Jesus wa mu bo
saarin. He took the little child. He said, if not that you convert yourself and be as this little child, you can't enter the kingdom of heaven.
Ko ya yin lenu pe eni to ba le dabi omo kekere yin lo poju.
Now, anybody that is like this little child, that can convert himself like this little child, when Jesus wants to teach them about humbleness, what did Jesus see in this little child that makes them, make him tell him that?
Amen.
Jesus said, if not that you be converted and become like this little child, ye shall not enter the kingdom of heaven.
It's
like they should convert, they should
repent
from their mind and be like the little child in their character. Because a child do not aspire for worldly things. Is this so? A child do not aspire for worldly things.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Ọmọ kékeré.
Little child.
Ẹ wo àwọn ọmọ wa yin.
If you are looking at these are little children.
Ẹ wo àwọn ọmọ wa yin.
Let's take a look of our little children.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ bá ra bàtà rọ́bà fún sólè sọ pé òun ọ̀fẹ́.
If you buy a sandal for him, will he say he didn't like it? He won't reject anything you buy for him.
Buy. Yo ma don't be if
or if you buy it for the one older than them.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Omo yen o si wa le wi pe nbe wa ara black fun. Ko wa do la ko to ni era white fun.
This little child cannot see that. Buy another thing for me.
So there. Ko le ni era nkara. Please.
Hallelujah.
He's
going to be happy. He's going to be happy. A little child.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Akole kan aye.
You don't aspire for what this is.
Lady omode. Ini omode o. In ro ogun aye gun la attention. Omode ega.
Their blood pressure is not high.
Ko le ga.
Can't be high.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus said, "We ti a ba le dabi won ninu nkan yen."
Jesus said, "If you can be like them,
wi pe eh bi won ti di
in those characters. They can't pursue position. They only know about what they will eat."
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh my God. E wo mi.
Let's look forward.
Woman suffering.
You can see that his little child is thinking. And she asked her what happened to him. He said that he's thinking about what to eat in the night. If I'm telling you, if he's in the night, he's going to cry. He's going to cry to ask or tell you that he wants to eat. If you are telling him about, he's going to cry.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The
characters of the little child that Jesus is talking about.
They don't aspire for position.
A little child does not pursue money. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you give them 1,000.
Sweet oni onigi bi meta mo le fun ki nfi gba 1,000 lo e.
If I give them 3 good sweets, I can use it to transact for that 1,000 of their money.
That sweet,
bring that money and collect these sweets, they will give you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tori pe ungo ti ko gbe life e lori owo,
because he didn't put his life, place his life over money. He didn't place his life over money. Are we understanding?
Harry, Tiambani, oh, a young man's will be on my kekere. Ah, only you that be on my kekere and told a life yard. On my kekere, one woman's sandy. In two women's sandy, yeah. I'm going to see a nina. Ben, come by, come by.
You don't aspire for position, for power, for riches and fame. That doesn't concern them. A child is not proud. A little child is not proud. Just raise up your hand and tell the man of God that is lying.
Seri ti a ba mu omo iru Mary yen kekere n ti Buhari na ba bi iru e ti won ba was in the church in bi won jo ma sere ni
he tried to the president and the child Buhari oni so play together
eh le mo won jo ma sere pa
ko play together
even ki o je omo alage
even if it's a poor man's child a bigger child
omode omo olowo darapo mo ni
the rich man child is, they will play together. It's the parents that will say that, ah,
come on.
I want to spoil my reputation.
He's
not going to listen to that. A little child, not proud.
Omade ki ni adisokan
they are no backbiting
eyin ateyan ja eyin ateyan ja ko kan mi ri nti e o
even if you have make you are quarreling with someone it does not concern the little child
be wo ma wa sabu.
Don't go into that woman's shop. Don't go into that woman's shop. Not consign them. He's going to go there. Don't go to that woman. Don't go there. It's my enemy.
They're
going to play together. Working all
about.
I say it's my enemy. A little child does not know what is called enemy. That's what Jesus is saying. If you are becoming older, what Satan put in our mind that disrupt our peace? That didn't make us hot in spirit as is expected of us. If you give birth in Christianity, your child will know Jesus from his
later.
A little child has faith and he didn't have doubts.
Esther, can I buy you? Do you like that motor? So fair motor.
We are making promise.
So fair.
If you are making promise to a little child.
If
you are making promise to a little child. He won't say that, ah, pastor, you are telling lies. He won't ask that. He won't tell you that you can't buy it for me. He's going to accept and rely on what he has said. He's going to surprise that he's going to come and ask, daddy, what about the car you said you buy for me? Because she has accepted that what praise he said is going to do it. Hallelujah. If a little child is ready, a little child has faith.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Jesus will not be sick. If the parent of a little child is sick and is coming from the hospital and is walking gently, if the little child is coming running and is going, want to hug his parents, you know that is a mommy. It's those people around that will say that, ah, you want to fall, your mom is down.
our thoughts
that disturb us. What God tell the person
is going to be.
Some people can't rely on God.
We'll
be thinking in his mind.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
A
little child.
He's
going to be rest assured on his parents. Rest assured on his parents. If he's hungry in the night, he's going to cry. Shut up.
Yeah,
in the midnight, you still cry. Even if you don't go to work.
A
little child will be rest assured on his parents. After God. The parent of the child is the God of his little child.
Hallelujah.
Oh
my God.
Listen to what the man of God is telling you. A little child.
If
the parent is a lunatic, he's still going to follow the child. Even if an edgy woman called him, he's not going to answer. Before another, it's going to take some time before another parent can care for another child.
He's
going to be rest assured on his parents and accept them as they.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. A little child. They are ready to learn and to learn more.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This
is the things that Jesus see and he said that you should be converted and be like a little child. Because they are ready. A little child has just started to be talking. He will love asking questions. My mom, what is this? My dad, what is this? If a bird is singing, you say, what is sounding? Because he want to know more. He want to know.
We
the elderly people. Because a little child will not say he knows all things.
He'll
be ready to learn. Because there's a period of time little child will be ready to know. Little child will not prove himself. These are the combination of things that can tell you about the qualifications that Jesus see in the life of a little child. That he sets a little child in their midst. Because they will not be a little child physically, but in their characters. In their characters and behaviors.
And
Jesus is calling us to that we should be like a little child. That's how we can enter the kingdom of heaven. Now who will be the greatest? The person that can humble himself like a little child and not prove himself and not count himself big. Verse 4. Jesus is answering the question straightly after he has given them the practical.
said,
anybody that can be converted and become as little children and can humble himself as little children and that can humble himself without aspiring of worldly things, aspiring of
pushing
money, position, fame and power. I don't have pride.
Ti o mo ile ota ti o ka eyan kan pe ota.
I don't have enemy.
To ni igbagbo ati igbekele.
That has faith.
To ko gbogbo aniyan re li eni to da.
There is rest assured on his creator. And is ready to learn.
Eni to ba le yi pada to ba le rere sile to le
bi omode ninu iwa be. That can be converted and humble himself like a little child.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In tune so ni pe the best Christian is humble Christian.
Christiani to dara ju ni Christiani to re ara re sile.
To re re sile. To re ara re sile. To re re sile.
Na humble himself.
Ma mu yin gbadura leni ati nijo
meji. I'll make you pray today and next week.
E kan buruku, arun buruku ti o ye ko se eyan.
Is a deadly disease that can destroy one life. It's all sins, but pride destroys one's life faster. Pride destroys one's upliftment. That's why God is telling disciples that the greatest in the kingdom of heaven is the person that can humble himself that did not count himself big, too big.
It's
the person that is going to see favor
of God.
Anybody that humble himself, that God will
uplift,
that they will be fit for all good works of God.
They
will enjoy God in all ways. They will enjoy God.
Amen.
Who wants to enjoy God?
Amen.
Amen. If you humble yourself, we will go and pray. All manifestation of pride. Pride is in different ways. Some can prostrate, but their word, pride is manifesting in it. Their character is manifesting pride. Their thought is manifesting pride.
Always
that pride can manifest in our life. We tell God how you can humble yourself. The way you can humble yourself is the way God will uplift you. Is well with you.
I will
explain the third subtopic. The warning of Christ to his disciples about the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. This will be considered in verse 5 and verse 6. Whosoever offend one of these little child, whoso shall receive one such little child in my name, receive
it
me. But whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it will be better for him that a millstone will hang about his neck and that he will drown in the depth of the sea. Here Jesus is making us know the great upliftment for the blessings that are for and those people that can humble himself as a little child. Those that cannot count themselves
to
be. Those that accepts that receive the humble ones.
Or
those people that just believe in Christ. He received him.
This means
that all things that that you do to those who are humble.
Boy, you don't da la
either good or bad. You are not doing it to them, but to God. Or what you do to those that believe. You are not doing it to them, but God, but to God. Because this is the word of Christ. That whoso shall receive one such little child. I want you to see differently. That a little child as an humble person. A little child as the one that just believe. Anybody that receive them, receive Jesus Christ. In verse 6.
Ni Christ ti wa se ikilo miran to si ga.
Jesus is making another warning to us.
He
said,
eni kan ni to ba mu eni to sese igbagbo.
That whosoever make
to ji omode ninu igbagbo.
That is little, a little child
ninu amu onirele.
Or one of those people that humble themselves.
To ba mu won ko se.
That make them go astray. Jesus said,
o dara
is better. That is better for them not to be born to the world. It's better that a millstone was hung in their neck and they are drowned in the depth of the sea than to make a just a new believer go astray. This is a great warning to us. Anything we do, we must not make those people that a new believer go astray. We must consider all things we are doing. God will help us. Our word, our steps, our dresses, our behaviors, our working style.
We
must not do it in a way that will make them go astray.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We
must not do it in a way that will make them go astray. Jesus is making that one. That whosoever make this little child that is better, that a millstone was hung in his neck and drowned in the sea. This is where we are going to stop. And next week, we are going to make a deeper explanation. And we are going to ask questions. And we will pray. Without deceiving yourself, with this word we have had, we should pray. What disrupts one's upliftment is pride. You can't have pride and still be uplifted. Prideness. God knows that if some people are rich, it's going to destroy some things. So the man of God wants to make us pray within 10 minutes. Want to pray within 10 minutes. The characters of pride. Everybody will shout that it is inherited from my parents. Is it my character? You don't want to know. God destroy prideness in me. That pride comes before destruction. That anybody that wants to be destructed is going to be pride. If you see someone that is pride, it's a sign of destruction. Stand up on your feet. The spirit of humbleness is very important. If you are doing that, I'm the one there, I'm the one in the position. Nebuchadnezzar is the pride that killed him. Herod, he was killed by pride. I'm going to call the name of the Lord. The word of pride. Anybody that God gives the spirit of humbleness is going to, it's not going to be easy for him to say that this is my house. Say that I'm not worthy to have a child. This is a child that God gives me. The child that God gives me. It manifests between two husbands and wives. He said that some husband will say that this is my child, as if he's the only one that gives birth to the child. It's also manifest in some women's life. He said that my child, the child that God gives me. Just do as if he's the one that only the one that have the pregnancy. Say our child. If you have the spirit of humbleness, the language of humbleness will come out of your mouth. It's for God. Let's call the name of the Lord. What you be repeating and saying is that God, anything that is called prideness, destroy it away from my life. The pride that destroys my upliftment, the manifestation of pride that disrupts my upliftment, that disrupts my blessing, that does not let me be greater than this. The pride in my life God destroys. Pride in my word, pride in my character, the spirit of pride. God, destroy pride away from my life. Pray and tell the Lord. Jesus' name.
Panu.
We have a few minutes to pray. God, destroy pride away from our life. All the manifestation of pride. Destroy pride away from my life. Destroy pride away from my life. Be ready to pray. God, destroy pride away from my life. All manifestation of pride. God, destroy pride away from my life. Destroy pride away from my life. God, destroy the spirit of pride away from my life. Destroy the spirit of pride. I don't want it. God, destroy it from my life. 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 Destroy pride from my life. Destroy pride from my life. Destroy pride in my life. In Jesus' name. God, destroy it from my life. Spirit of pride, thought of pride, destroy it away from my life.
Emi igberaga, iwa igberaga, ero igberaga, ise igberaga,
behavior of pride. Destroy it in my life in Jesus' name.
Destroy
it in my life in Jesus' name.
Destroy it in
Jesus' name.
Oluwa panu kuro nu aye mi ni oruko Jesu.
Jesus name.
Oluwa panu kuro nu aye mi ni oruko Jesu.
Jesus name.
Oluwa panu kuro nu aye mi ni oruko Jesu.
Fight in my life in Jesus name.
Oluwa panu kuro nu aye mi ni oruko Jesu.
Fight in my life in Jesus name.
Oya panu kuro patapata loruko Jesu.
Fight totally.
Oluwa panu kuro ninu aye wa ni oruko Jesu
wi. Fight in my life in Jesus name.
Oluwa panu iseju meji pere loku.
We have few minutes.
Oluwa pa igbera garun patapata kuro nu aye mi.
Destroy.
Oluwa pa gbogbo igberaga run kuro nu aye mi. Iseda igberaga irin igberaga iwa igberaga ero igberaga oro igberaga.
Word of pride destroy the world. Destroy
the world
of my life in Jesus name.
Pa igberaga run kuro nu aye mi.
Destroy pride away from my life.
E so fun Oluwa.
Say it and tell the Lord.
Oluwa pa gbogbo igberaga run kuro ninu aye mi.
Destroy pride away from my life.
Oluwa pa igberaga run kuro ninu aye.
Destroy pride away from my life.
Oluwa pa igberaga run kuro ninu aye mi.
Destroy pride away from my life.
Oluwa pa igberaga run kuro ninu aye mi.
Destroy pride away from my life.
Oluwa pa igberaga run kuro ninu aye mi.
Destroy pride away from my life.
Oluwa pa igberaga run kuro ninu aye mi.
Destroy pride away from my life.
Oluwa pa igberaga run kuro ninu aye mi.
Oluwa pa igberaga run kuro ninu aye mi. Destroy pride away from my life.
Oluwa pa igberaga run kuro ninu aye mi. Oluwa pa igberaga run kuro ninu aye mi.
Ah!
We iseda igberaga ti oje nju bayi lo Oluwa pa.
Emi
igberaga ti oje nju bayi lo Oluwa pa.
Spirit of pride, don't let me.
Iseda igberaga ti oje nju bayi lo Oluwa pa. Oluwa pa igberaga run kuro ninu aye mi. 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 Ni oruko Jesu Oluwa wa.
Jesus name afraid.
Ere Oluwa fun mi ni emi re.
I'm going to ask that God give Oluwa me the spirit
of openness.
Oluwa re mi re le wo inu aye mi. Adura be. Prayer in Jesus
Oluwa fun mi ni emi re le.
God give me the spirit of openness.
Oluwa fun mi ni emi re le.
Give me the spirit of openness.
Oluwa je ki emi re le o wo inu mi.
God let the spirit of openness. Oluwa re
mi re le wo inu aye mi.
Send the spirit of
Oluwa re mi re le wo inu aye mi.
Send the spirit of openness into me.
Oluwa re mi re le wo inu aye mi ni oruko
Jesu.
Oya loruko Jesu. Oya ni oruko Jesu emi re le. Oya ya 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 pe Oluwa.
Say.
Re mi re le wo inu aye mi.
Send spirit of humbleness.
Re mi re le wo inu aye mi.
Spirit of humbleness in me.
Loruko
Jesus. In Jesus
name. Bi a ti wi loruko Jesu ko ri be.
Amen.
Loruko Jesu ko se be.
Amen.
Loruko Jesu ki ase orun olu orun ko lu.
Amen.
E je ka teri ba.
Let's bow our head.
Je ka bere nti aba fe bayi.
And let's ask for what we want.
Pelu oro ati adu ati ati gba.
With the word and the prayer we have prayed.
Pelu oro to gbo.
With the word you have heard.
Adura to gba.
A prayer you have prayed.
So fun Olorun.
Say unto the Lord.
Ke lo fe ko Olorun o se fun o.
What do you want God to do to you?
Ah. Eyi la wi ti a bere ni oruko Jesu ko ri be.
Amen.
Oun ta wi ta bere ni loruko Jesu ko se be.
Amen.
Ko si oun na ti o yi pada.
Amen.
Ki ose yi o to kole, oun ta bere yo teyin lowo.
Amen.
Ibere yin e ma ri gba.
Amen.
Olorun yo dan re lojojo.
Amen.
Loruko Jesu. Oluwa wa.
Amen, amen, amen. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Eyin Olorun logo.
Amen.
Adupe lowo Olorun fun ipade yi.
Thank God for this.
Eyin ni apeni ikoni ni Bible.
It's called Bible study.
Gbogbo ojo aje bayi la ma nse.
Every Monday.
Ibi la ti ma nko Bible ni sisentele ori si ori ese si ese.
Taught Bible.
Pelu ibi kika.
Chapter by chapter, verses by verses.
Ese akosori.
It's Bible text, memory verses. Ajumako
oro akoso ati alaye.
And the explanation.
So there is no how we come that God is not
going to meet us. Let's see that we come and we come early. It's where we
talk.
Don't let us forget that 9 days to this
Tuesday
time. At next week Tuesday.
There
will be a crusade at Kolajo. At this secondary school day, there will be a crusade. The Lord will do it. It's 5 days
crusade.
From Tuesday to Saturday.
Amen.
Amen.
Sugar, I'm happy Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I'm happy Gadura.
Well, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday will be
Saturday. On
Saturday, we are going to do evangelism. On Sunday also, we are going to make arrangements for evangelism. Also, our flyers will be out. It is well with us. It is well with us in Jesus' name. Let's be it in mind.
Also,
the family retreat. Mommy and daddy, our family retreat.
Ojo Saturday, you like us, so we are my sister, but I'm not a year, I just